listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with what's making news around the border. No surprise to renters this morning with the latest data from Domain showing it's getting increasingly difficult to find somewhere to rent in the northeast. Property editor Alice Stolz says people are continuing to look for a tree change, which is affecting vacancy rates around the border.
Also, the capital city markets are quite tight, so people are going further and further afield and thinking more creatively when it comes to actually getting a rental.
Following the news yesterday that Bogong High Plains Road would be fully reopening by the end of May, it seems residents in the area are pretty chuffed. Gerardo Altman from the Mount Beauty Chamber of Commerce has told the Border Mail having both lanes open on the road will make things safer. Just a warning, this story contains some distressing details. Following the discovery of a baby in a freezer at a home in Corowa in early 2022, an inquest will now be held into the death in Albury this December. WorkSafe Victoria and SafeWork New South Wales are today wrapping up their cross-border blitz around Albury-Wodonga. They've been focusing on fall risks and psychosocial hazards around construction sites. And the New South Wales Premier is backing tougher penalties for social media platforms hosting misinformation. The move, announced by the Communications Minister yesterday, comes after footage of the two stabbing attacks up in Sydney went viral. Chris Minns welcoming the proposal of a revamped bill to put companies on notice.
I know that we were struggling over the last week with particular websites and pages that, as I said, were spreading lies and disinformation. So if we can prevent or stop or put social media firms on notice that there'll be consequences if you don't take an active management of what's happening on your own websites, that'd be good for the state.
A big weekend coming up in the O&M. North Albury's footballers have a chance to make it four on the trot when they take on the Raiders, while Corowa Rutherglen will be keen to get their season going, looking for that first win against Wodonga. As for the netballers, the Roos still hold first on the ladder.